This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Stand steady. Stand clear.
This was an interesting thing to think about because I had to like reconsider like, so what is fear, right? And I decided like, okay, it's not a fear unless there's some like element of hope to it that this might not happen. Like in the context of my daughter, saying I'm afraid that I may have contributed to my daughter's situation and her struggles sounds like maybe I didn't. And to me, I'm like, no, I did, because I don't really question that, you know, like I own that. So I'm not afraid of that. So anyway, number one, escalators. I got a shoe or shoelace or something stuck in an escalator when I was a kid once, and my mom completely lost her mind. And, you know, and we're like slowly going up and she's like trying to get my shoe out. Seeing my mom freak out like that, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. Like, my mom's giving up on me. Like, she's just like, if this shoelace doesn't come out, like, see you, kid. Number two, I'll never be in love again. I had a relationship since my divorce where I was so convinced that I was falling in love. Like it had all that like just crazy kind of madness. But as soon as there was the first sign of friction, everything just like evaporated like smoke. Number three, catheters. Number four, I'll fail my art history course. Number five, spiders/walking into spider webs. Number six, I'll lose my ability to draw someday. I was born with rheumatoid arthritis. And they diagnosed me when I was like two or three. And there was a period of time where I was in a wheelchair and had casts up to my hips. But I think drawing was, it was the one thing that like, I was powerful. Like I have a real memory of me sitting at a kitchen table drawing this web of lines, you know, it was like spider web. And I would draw spiders in it and I'd draw flies in it. And I remember I'd would draw parts of the web were on fire. And I remember the feeling of drawing it and just kind of like being lost in the drawing. And I was making a world, but I was also getting to be in it. Number seven, my rheumatoid arthritis meds will stop working someday. Number eight, I'll get fired from my job. Number nine, my daughter won't be okay. My daughter has a heroin addiction and she's been in and out of jail and currently she's in prison and she's relapsed, you know, many times, and to compound it. So my daughter had had a child, so my grandson, a couple years ago. And last year, his father, which was my daughter's fiance at the time, committed suicide. And my daughter's the one that found him in the closet. And it's scary to me how much of my daughter's experience is not experiences that I've had, and they're not things I understand. I always felt like I had a life where things were difficult. Like, I knew adversity, and I understood that you can get to the other side of pain. You can beat things. Even if you can't make pain go away, you cannot let it take you down. But I've never experienced what my daughter's had to experience. Number 10, my grandson won't be okay. My grandson calls me mama. It could be like totally innocent thing, but part of me wonders, like, is there this concept of mama that was floating around in his head that suddenly went away? And did he just stick that on me then? I'm not naive enough to think that there's going to be no fallout for this boy. My name is Chris Miller, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Chris Miller is an elementary school art teacher and an artist who lives in Milwaukee. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10 Things Pod. You know what scares me? That it really is a stork. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.